Live. We are launching into hour number two of the program, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features there we give away, so do enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. Still to come, the story out of Florida, and it could be your town, it could be your state, where police officers are swabbing people's mouths when they pull them over for traffic violations. We'll give you that detail here in a bit, but first we go to your phone calls. Mark in Georgia is on the line. Mark, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello, hey, how
Mark.
Are you?
What's on your mind,
today,
sir? We got
can you. Hey. Oh, can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I heard about this civil and criminal class action lawsuit, and I'm not really 100% sure. I'm going to consult with a friend of mine that's an attorney about what do I need to do, or do I need to basically file some papers in a court of law?
I don't even know what you're talking about. What lawsuit are you referring to?
I know that Ted Gunderson has gathered evidence that shows that there has been systematic collusion to marginalize Ron Paul, but you've not heard about this lawsuit.
I have not, no. Who are they suing?
It's a criminal and civil class action suit saying that Ron Paul has been systematically marginalized by the establishment, and it basically lists us. Tell you what, what's your email address? I'll shoot you an email of the content of this.
Email me at ian@freetalklive.com, but I'm curious. I mean, what are they're suing who? Fox?
Let's see. They're suing a lot of people. I mean, it's pretty much, by and large, the major players in the Rupert Murdoch, Ted Turner, a long
if I were a judge, let me say this. I mean, I'm as upset as anybody else about, you know, these major networks, these mainstream media sources not covering Ron Paul or certainly giving him a diminished amount of coverage. Hang on now. I'm as upset as anybody else, but it doesn't seem to me that you've got a case. They don't have a responsibility to provide each candidate with equal coverage. It might be nice if they did that, but they have no obligation. You don't have a contract with them. There's in no way a violation of an agreement here. So what are they going to stand on with this lawsuit?
Well, it is a violation of antitrust suits that if they're working in collusion, and it's just basically, let me get that email address again.
All right, it's ian@freetalklive.com. I'm not going to read a big old, long email.
At so Free Talk Live, okay.
Yeah, if it's long, I'm probably just going to, archive it and move on because I get a bunch of emails.
It's a bit of text, but it basically goes through and lists a set of defendants and says these people are basically, we look at how the media has systematically disinformed the people. I mean, when I hear people like Limbaugh and Hannah Twerp and all of them, and the one thing they say about Ron Paul is, quote, he doesn't have a chance. It's like, yeah, it depends on big money. And the thing is, freedom of the press does not mean the freedom of the press to disinform the people.
You can say what you want. It's the press. You can write what you want about who you want. It's your paper. It's your TV station. It's your radio station. You can do what you want with it.
Okay. Now, obviously, slander and libel are not in the purview of the freedom of the press.
That
right?
much is true.
Okay.
So claims the government,
according to the antitrust suits, when firms work together in collusion, this is called a cartel. Effectively, it does the same thing as a monopoly. It hinders the interest of the people by not giving them the services that competitive capitalism.
So what's the claim that they? Okay, I understand where you're coming from on that. What are they claiming they have as far as evidence that proves that MSNBC is colluding with Fox News, for instance, colluding with ABC or whatever?
Matter, like I say, unfortunately, I don't have my laptop turned on right now, so
what do they have, a memo? I mean, what could you possibly have that proves that beyond a shadow of a doubt?
Well, it's beyond a shadow of a doubt that if the media were about stated goals, getting ratings for electronic media, subscriptions, and, newsstand sales for printed materials, then it would be clear that the best way to do that would be blowing a lid wide open on what they are systematically covering up. I mean,
What is it you're looking for out of this lawsuit? Are you looking to make them behave? Are you looking for cash payment? What do you want from
these
people?
I'm looking for them to basically play with a more level playing field, that they cannot rightly withhold needful information from the people about, say, for example, the hidden in plain sight agenda of the Council for Foreign Relations. And they know that all of the candidates, all of the establishment candidates are at least CFR. As you know as well as I do that Hillary is Bilderberg, but they keep that information from the people.
But they don't have an obligation to give it to you.
Yes, they do.
No, they don't.
They have a moral obligation.
And you're going to find that out in your courtroom after you've spent thousands of dollars trying to, however much money this lawsuit's going to cost you.
For one
your
thing,
lawsuit's going to crash and burn, my friend.
Well, it's not just me.
Whoever it is, they're going to lose their butts, because if I were the judge, I'd throw it right out of court. And look, what do you think you're doing? I mean, you're going to use the power of the government, this big, this is a weapon, this dangerous government. You think you can use the power of the state to rein in these businesses, these media companies? That's not going to happen.
Well, I grant you that there is a concern that the judiciary is every bit in lockstep with the establishment as everything else. I grant you that it is a concern. But I'm not talking about me personally. I'm talking about people working together to say, let's look at the evidence. And here they are. They're giving a disproportionate amount of time to their pets and a minute amount of time. And it's not just that. It is that basically they are like I say, the thing is that at some level or another, there is, they may be picking people in the media, for anchormen and like that, based on their compliance with their wicked agenda.
No, wait a minute. That doesn't explain John Stossel. John Stossel is a dyed-in-the-wool libertarian, and he's the anchor of 2020 on ABC News. How do you explain that one?
Does he bring the light about the CFR?
I would not talk about the CFR. I mean, I don't know anything about the CFR. All I know is what people that call in and they claim, well, so-and-so's a member of the CFR and they want to control the world. It's not my obligation on this radio show to talk about that crap. I want to talk about things that are entertaining to people so people will continue listening through the next commercial break.
Mildly in his defense, Ian, though, I must say that the John Stossel interview with Ron Paul was not aired. It was only shown on the Internet.
Well, that's true. I mean, certainly there are some questionable decisions being made by a number of these media companies, but I think that you guys are wasting your time here.
I don't think they're colluding as much as they just don't believe that he can do it.
Hello?
Marty?
Hello?
At the very worst, guys, I think that Ron Paul is basically exposing these so-called conservatives in the media as frauds. That's the best possible thing that can happen here.
Yeah, I think Mark, I share your concerns. I understand. I'm sorry?
May I point to a resource that I'd like to make available to you? It's called The Shadows of Power by a man named Perloff. It's available through the John Birch Society. Their documents, their own documents, not other people's documents, not what other people have written about the CFR, show that basically their agenda is to basically sell this country down the river to a one-world government. Okay? Now, the thing is...
And that's fine, okay? We know there are people out there in search of power, Mark. We know that. Talking about all these clubs that the politicians are members of is boring to me, and thank you for the call. 800-259-9231. I don't care if they're in the Bilderbergers or the CFR or the Trilateral Commission or the Illuminati or the Skull and Bones or the blah, 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 whatever.
It's important to some people, and, I can see why they consider it important. I totally do. I just don't think that the average American is, on the
other interest. Not at all. And, I understand where he's coming from, and I agree with the sentiment, the idea that it sure would be nice if Fox News or MSNBC or these other companies would give Ron Paul the equal coverage, at least equal coverage, that they give the other candidates, but they don't. And to think that you're going to solve the problem by going to court and bringing a lawsuit against these people with these claims of collusion, it's just fantasy. your lawsuit's going to get thrown out. You're going to be out whatever thousands of dollars you spent on the lawyer. You've been better off doing something else with that money. We can talk about what here in a moment and how futile this is.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Have you made one of those New Year's resolutions to lose weight? Are those extra pounds weighing you down and making you feel fat? Diets are a dime a dozen, and they all work a little bit, but they require people to change their lives and forgo the foods they love. I've been introduced by a doctor to a product that can cause you to lose up to 25 pounds in just 9 days, without requiring you to permanently change your diet. Go to FTLDiscount.com, read some real testimonials, and find out how to order. FTLDiscount.com. It doesn't matter if you have a little to lose or a whole lot. FTLDiscount.com.
Hey, back to the show in just a sec, but before that, have you guys heard about this? There's this computer program that literally has newcomers to the internet earning tens of thousands of dollars. See, this program lets you start selling high-profit products on the internet using sites like eBay, selling stuff like digital cameras and iPod accessories, even plasma TVs. Now, here's the part I think's interesting. You can make all this money selling products that you never have to see or store or pay for. And there's a company that's giving out a CD for free that tells you how to get started with it. The number for the free CD is, it's here, it's 1-800-330-1104. Looks like your computer does the work while you basically collect the money. Seems like an easy way to run a business out of your house. Anyway, to get the free CD, you call Internet Speedway at 1-800-330-1104. 1-800-330-1104.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Now be honest, is your sex drive what it used to be? Don't ignore the warning signs. Prostate problems begin around age 40, and by 60, one out of every two men will have these symptoms, and they do not go away. Take Superbeta Prostate. It has 3,000 times more concentration of the key ingredient in saw palmetto. It's so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules in order to get the same health benefits of one Superbeta Prostate. Try it risk-free for 30 days and give your prostate the nutrition it needs. For a risk-free trial of Beta Prostate, dial 1-800-457-9914. That's 1-800-457-9914. With Superbeta Prostate, you get results or you get your money back. Dial 1-800-457-9914. That's 1-800-457-9914.
Since the year 2000, earthquakes, heat waves, droughts, tsunamis, floods, fires, and hurricanes have killed over 1 million people worldwide and forced tens of millions to go without food and water. After Katrina, the media was eager to show victims in New Orleans begging for food. If a disaster strikes you and your loved ones and you have no stored food, you'll be begging as well. Now our economy is slipping into an abyss that even Donald Trump says will make the Great Depression look like a Sunday picnic. The U.S. dollar is worth less today than it was even last week. Before food prices skyrocket, trucks stop running, and stores close their doors, Survival Enterprises can help you prepare. They're master distributors of Mountain House freeze-dried food with up to a 50-year shelf life. Survival Enterprises has real butter, cheese, and bread, real beef, chicken, and turkey, all canned for long-term storage. For their website and more info, call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. And remember, if you wait until you need us, it's too late. Call now.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live with your show. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Wade.
And Mark. 800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features we give away, so do enjoy those on us, including the bulletin board system. Get interactive with over 300,000 posts. Serious issues to fun stuff. You'll find it all being discussed for free at bbs.freetalklive.com. Your mattress was likely manufactured using all kinds of disturbing chemicals. Does that bother you? It bothers some scientists, especially in the case of young children. Savvy Rest mattresses are made of 100% natural latex rubber, organic wool, and organic cotton. Try their crib mattresses, too. SavvyRest.com for the sleep you've been dreaming of. That's SavvyRest.com. Before we go on here, I want to continue analyzing this last caller's concept, his idea of, which apparently is being supported by a number of people, the idea of suing the major media because they aren't covering Ron Paul as much as you might like them to cover Ron Paul. And I understand the sentiment and agree with the sentiment. I think Ron Paul should get more coverage. He's a candidate for president. He's qualified on all 50 state ballots. He should be covered as much as any of the other guys. We all know that's not happening. We know that there are probably various different reasons for it.
And he has been covered more than any other pro-liberty candidate ever.
Ever. Absolutely. Ever. So, you know, one of the reasons he's not being covered is probably the fact that many of these people running these organizations are anti-liberty, and they want to cover up that message, okay? So there's certainly the fact out there that people who are in charge of media outlets do have some say and some sway over what those media outlets cover. Okay, I've accepted that fact, and I've moved on, and I've started my own radio show. I've started my own radio show to cover the things that I think are important to be talking about. But what do these people do? They want to go and they want to use the power of the government to somehow control the mainstream media. And how absurd is that? I mean, let's look at this, the possibilities for this lawsuit. It's certainly not a criminal lawsuit because there are no laws that are being broken.
Antitrust laws, according to the caller.
Well, okay. What are they going to do? Break up Fox News? I mean, what's the end goal here? What are they looking to do? You're not going to get a cash payment out of them. If anybody's going to pay anything, it's the government's going to say, well, you have violated the antitrust laws. Now you owe us $7 million. And then, you know, Fox and MSNBC will shell out the $7 million. Okay, here you go. And, of course, that'll go into the government coffers. It's not going to go to the people that filed the lawsuit. So what is the end game here? What do you expect to accomplish out of suing Fox and the rest of those media companies?
I can't see much happening with it.
Force Fox to break up into a radio and television division? I mean, what are you going to do?
As it is, the mainstream media is losing market share all the time. The newspapers are dying.
Mm-hmm.
The television stations are dying. You know, the new media is the wave of the future.
People are voting with their eyes and ears.
Yes, and they have more information, and they're not being spoon-fed as much as they were 10 or 20 years ago. So this is the beginning of a larger trend. So, you know, right now we may not be happy with what's happening with the Ron Paul campaign, but it is paving the way for other campaigns similar to his in the future where you'll have more momentum and more critical mass.
Absolutely. And instead of spending your time organizing some pointless, fruitless lawsuit to utilize the guns of government to get your way over the mainstream media companies, maybe you should focus your efforts on supporting the media that you agree with. Because there are options out there, and that guy was talking all about his CFR and Trilateral Commission and all that stuff, the little clubs that these sickos in the power structures like to join together with one another in. And there are plenty of shows that talk about that stuff. There are plenty of them out there. Go ahead and listen to them and give them your money. And then maybe they can grow their shows. So I can tell you, if I was a program director at a radio station, I wouldn't put those shows on my air. Maybe overnights. You know, somebody like an Alex Jones, I'd put him on maybe from 2 to 5 a.m. or 1 to 3 a.m., something like that. You know, if the other station in town had Art Bell, for instance, I might do something like that. But that stuff is never going to go to the mainstream because, as you said before, Mark, it's just not interesting. Oh, look, so-and-so's in a club with another politician.
Of the guys out there that do it, I've never really listened to Alex Jones' show thoroughly, and it certainly has been some time since I have, but his website's better than the rest of them, and so I think he's probably the most interesting of them. And I can see why you would want to put him on. There's not much on overnights, so if you can, you have to have some kind of competition to Art Bell if you're the second radio station in town. But you know, if you're programming a radio station, what you want is what people want to listen to, and what people want to some extent, I mean, maybe this is what they're being told to listen to and what they're being forced to listen to because that's all that's on the radio, but to some extent, they want to listen to Rush Limbaugh. They want to listen to Sean Hannity. If you have Rush Limbaugh on the radio versus Dr. Joy Brown, both of them are live, and both of them are national-level hosts, If you have them on the radio, I can tell you in every single town everywhere, more people are listening to Rush Limbaugh than they are Dr. Joy Brown. And Dr. Joy Brown is telling them things that are probably truer and more relevant to their lives.
A bit more women are listening to Dr. Joy.
Maybe. Yeah.
You know, the most troubling thing about all this is that they're talking now about reinstating the so-called fairness doctrine, which is a total sham, because then you have to change the formatting of your show. Call-in shows like this would almost be impossible to do, because then you'd have to have somebody view the other political point of view, and we're not really in the...
How do you define that for us, though? I mean, what is the other
thing?
Point?
So we don't know. The fairness doctrine is going to be bad, I'll give you that, and at this point we don't know how they'll reinstate it. Mostly the fairness doctrine had to do with radio stations and their licenses, not so much to do with the shows. So Free Talk Live might very well benefit from a reinstatement of the old fairness policy, simply because we are a libertarian show, and they would have to give some kind of time to libertarian viewpoint.
I thought it was only if you had a candidate in that you had to have the other candidates on. But it wasn't that. It was more than that. Huh?
That's not what I've been told. But the thing is I really didn't live through this.
Right, so and it's going to be different. You. I mean, they're not going to bring it back in its old form. It'll be different.
And I would imagine that if the Democrats were going to bring it back, they're going to bring it back in some way that hurts, you know, Rush Limbaugh. They feel that the reason that they lost, and to some extent I would agree in the 90s, that the reason they lost power was because of Rush Limbaugh.
All right, let's continue with your phone calls here and talk to Matthew in California. Matthew, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, good to talk to you guys.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, I wanted to gripe about some Ron Paul activists. Unfortunately, I'm a Ron Paul supporter, but I think that some of the activists have chosen the wrong place to bring activism.
Why is that?
Well, I play a game called World of Warcraft, very popular game, and I, like many people, play it to kind of unplug, get away from, you know, politics, office, all that stuff. And a large number of Ron Paul supporters have bombarded a particular server that me and some friends of mine play on and have just been running around like crazy doing all the Ron Paul stuff. I wouldn't mind it so much if it wasn't that this was my escape away from all that stuff. And it seems like a fairly universal sentiment that we don't disagree or agree with you. It's just this is the wrong place to do it. We play this game, we pay our money to get away from all the real world stuff because, you know, you're playing a orc killing a dragon. You ain't going to find that in real life.
Right.
And it's kind of the whole point of it is an escape, and having so many of these guys in there bringing it in this, you know, very hot-button political issue.
So it's really in your face. Are there other candidates that are being promoted, or is it just Ron Paul?
It's pretty much just Ron Paul.
Interesting. And, well, I don't know what to tell you, my man. It'll be over after November, I suppose. But until then, perhaps all you can do is just plead with them to leave you alone. There you go, from a Ron Paul supporter. Matthew, thanks for the call. He says lay off the online video game promotions. More on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
Yes, there is an in-dash AM/FM shortwave radio. For limited time and in limited numbers, the Sony GT160S AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player is available only at the Power Hour. This radio is designed to eliminate interference from ignition systems, and the result is clear, clean reception, so you can hear your favorite broadcasts both domestically and internationally. Get your Sony AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour today. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. $29 to order. Only $249 plus shipping and handling, and we'll ship it right to you. There's even an input to plug in an external source. Your MP3 player, your iPod, your DVD player, or any other source will sound great through your new Sony receiver. These radios are not available anywhere else and for a limited time, so call now. Dial 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and get your Sony GT160S AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured
debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Do you suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, unbalanced cholesterol, or clogged arteries? Do you want to live free of sickness, pain, and fear with increased vitality? Today, you're going to learn about an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and improved circulation. It's called Heart and Body Extract, and it's going to change your life. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, was astonished by how quickly the product worked for her.
Within 2 weeks of using the formula, my blood pressure went from 160 over 110 to 120 over 70. Typically, a person will notice a difference within the first bottle.
So exactly how does Heart and Body Extract work?
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself.
Here are just a few of the benefits associated with Heart and Body Extract. Angina is gone in just a few days. Blood pressure goes back to normal, and irregular heartbeat returns to normal. Heart and Body Extract works by making sure your body is in balance. Doctors who've tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results. Dr. Mark Goodman talks about his experience with the product.
My experience has been tremendous. Using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because it's in a liquid form, I think is the best way to go.
Dr. Shreve also witnessed the positive effects with his patients.
This is the most encouraging development that I think that I have seen in a long while in dealing with these patients who are so ill. I am just amazed.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2 month supply, call now toll free at 866 295 5305. That's 866 295 5305. Or order online at hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866 295 5305. Or hbextract.com.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features we give away, so enjoy those, including the wiki, over 1,500 pages created by listeners like you. Go and get interactive, wyki.freetalklive.com. That's wiki.freetalklive.com. It's SACL CAI. Has a full-orbed approach to account recovery. It's really three companies in one. They do collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged-off receivables. SACL knows the way they treat your customer reflects on you. Their staff is respectful. They record every call, and they have the best equipment money can buy. So your business is handled as efficiently as possible. See their banner at freetalklive.com. That's SACL, C-A-I. We continue with your phone calls. We'll talk to Gene, the Christian anarchist in Tennessee. Gene, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello.
Well, hello, I'm on a headset. I hope you can hear me all right.
Sounds all right. What's on your mind tonight?
I want to talk about Ron Paul. But first, yesterday I was going down the freeway with my wife behind me. We were trying to outrun that tornado, and the darn thing crossed right in front of me on the freeway. That was
scary.
Wow. That was mighty scary, and I don't want to get that close to a tornado again.
Mm.
But if anybody really wants to know more, they can rent the movie Twister. But I called to talk about Ron Paul.
Yeah.
A bigger tornado. All right. I told you that my niece and my sister-in-law were going to go to the caucuses in Minnesota, and you noticed that Ron Paul did pretty well in Minnesota.
Yeah, he did.
He did. I take credit for it. It's all my fault.
Thank you for all your hard work, Jim.
But I didn't realize how much impact I had had on these guys because my brother went with my sister-in-law to the caucuses, and they both became delegates. And I think that is just amazing because my brother doesn't even want to go out and vote, much less become a delegate for anybody.
That's amazing. That is pretty amazing.
And this is why I say this Ron Paul phenomenon is a movement. It's a virus. It's going viral because people that learn about Ron Paul just go crazy. They go ape over this guy.
Well, like that last guy that called in was complaining. He was a Ron Paul supporter, but he was complaining because there was so much Ron Paul activity in this online world, the World of Warcraft. And, you know, that's a good sign in that he's so popular, people are getting into online games and promoting Ron Paul, but at the same time, it is turning some people off.
Yeah, and you know, it's not so much the man. It is the man, because he is a man of integrity and honesty, which is extremely unusual. But it's more the ideas of freedom and liberty that are catching on. And that, so even if Ron Paul were to disappear, somebody would have to pick up the baton and run with it. So it is important. I mean, Ron Paul's a very important figurehead because of the man that he is. You're not going to find too many men like him. But the ideas are that he promotes are the things that are getting people excited. And I'm just surprised that I got two family members who are delegates in Minnesota, and one of them, my brother, is just so unlikely to get involved in anything political. It's
very
just
cool,
amazing.
Gene. Thanks for the update tonight, and thanks for the call as always. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. People are getting excited. And Gene's right. It is the ideas that are powerful. Ron Paul, darn good guy. You know, he's a pretty good speaker, but he's not the best communicator. He's not the, you know, he's not the ideal candidate, but
no, he's not Ronald Reagan.
He's getting the job done.
But you know something, where he was smart was he actually infiltrated the Republican Party. That's where
Ron Paul.
Yeah, and that's why he's gotten so much traction in this election, because he's a Republican and he's viewed as viable by a greater percentage of the people compared to the Libertarian candidate.
Right, which is going to be interesting to see what happens if Ron Paul does accept the Libertarian Party's nomination come this summer, because the Republican contest is going to be pretty much wrapped up by the summertime, right?
Yeah, and then the Republicans are going to blame Ron Paul for Hillary or Obama becoming president.
Yeah, they will. But I would love to see what the response is going to be if Ron Paul gets involved as a Libertarian candidate or some sort of third-party independent candidate, and see if they continue to ignore him, even though he'll continue to inevitably get a bunch of contributions and probably be the best-funded Libertarian candidate of all time. So that should be kind of an interesting dynamic to take a look at as we continue into the future. And we continue with your phone calls. It's Dave in Montana listening on KGEZ. Hey, Dave.
Hey, yo, longer free talk.
Hey, Dave.
Exfoliate the Republican Party, man. Ron Paulers, infiltrate and vote out them delegates, man. Them old party hack delegates. That's what we're going to have to do. Like the guy says, we infiltrate them and vote them out and get rid of these old hacks and introduce them to real freedom, because the Republicans today showed they couldn't even recognize freedom if it looked them in the face.
They're not interested in it.
Well, if anything, Ron Paul is a bit of a proof of concept for the Republican Liberty Caucus. They've certainly done better with
that. Stands for everything they have a platform on, whatever. And the guy that was mad at the media, he should be mad at Ron Paul's campaign manager. I think Ron Paul should have went national with a half-hour show or something and say, hello, I'm Ron Paul, and this is what I...
Well,
you know, this is what I stand for.
Yeah, but buying a half an hour of time
from the media.
It doesn't have to necessarily be a half an hour, but I think that there's I have a real problem with the media company that the Ron Paul campaign hired and their choice to buy a bunch of radio ads rather than
they did it totally wrong, which makes me think that maybe he's in on it, man. You know, you can't trust nobody no more, man. And if he don't stand up for himself, how is he going to stand up for us? That's what I said. He should have stood up.
Huh? You think about Ron Paul?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, he may not
be an
expert.
I think he kind of let us down. He's a nice guy. He wants to be gentlemanlike.
Right.
But, you know, you got to stand up.
He's a doctor. I mean, he's not a media expert. I mean, if he was being led down the wrong road.
He wants to be president, and he wants to stand up for the Constitution. The Constitution's been pushed down, tied down. Did everything to, it's going to take a little strength to stand it up again, you know?
I see where you're coming from. Dave, maybe you can be the next candidate for president. Hey, by the way, congratulations to Montanans for getting, what, 25% of their
voters? Yeah, he came in second up here, but I think it was because of a lot of the old party hacks. They just can't see freedom, and they're old, and they're living in the past. And,
there you go.
And,
the good news is they're going to die sooner
than you. We're going to exfoliate you old skin flints, because we're going to show you what the real Republican Party stands for.
Thanks for
Dave's taking a pumice stone to the Republican Party.
Thanks for the call, dude.
Shut it up.
1-800-259-9231. Now, Mark, what in the hell are you doing talking about TV as being a better advertising option than radio on our airwaves? What are you trying to do, alienate our advertisers? All right, all of our Free Talk Live advertisers, what the hell were you thinking buying radio? What are you doing?
I'm telling you that the different types of advertising are for different things. I think in a political campaign, when you're trying to convert someone from, you know, one Republican to another, like Mitt Romney, John McCain, perhaps Huckabee, they should be out there buying radio ads, because you're trying to get people on board. Ron Paul, he needs to let people know he's serious. And the way that people believe that a candidate's serious seems to be television. For some reason, when you get both the pictures and the sound together, it's more legitimate to people. And that's television's going to legitimize Ron Paul's campaign, or would have legitimized Ron Paul's campaign more so than radio would have. That's my belief.
So you're saying they should have bought no radio ads?
I think that early on in the campaign, they should have been buying more television than radio. And I would have invested my money in television.
Where would you have bought on TV?
I don't know enough about the television industry to be able to tell you how.
You know about the audiences. I mean, you know MTV's young people, you know Comedy Central, young people. You know that CNN, Fox News, old people, politically motivated people.
I would be, I would have looked at the cable news channels, that kind of thing. The people that are more interested in the news, and I would be looking at adults. You don't have to tell kids that Ron Paul's legitimate. They are on the internet. They know it. But you have to tell the people that aren't on the internet.
And if they had done a bunch of advertising on TV and had gotten the same results, you wouldn't have ever really known, would you?
No, there's no way to. I'm only Monday morning quarterbacking it, right. But I am telling you as you know, somebody who's worked in the advertising industry quite a few years. That's what I believe.
More on the way. You can take control. This is Free Talk Live.
Fellas, are you looking to spice things up in the bedroom? Been fantasizing about surprising your lover with an adventurous new toy or adult movie? Well, here's an offer you won't be able to resist. Go to AdamEve.com, and for a limited time only, you'll get 50% off just about any item. AdamEve.com features over 18,000 adult entertainment products, toys as low as $6.95, tantalizing lingerie, and over 350 movies, starting at just $4.95. You'll find all the biggest stars like Jenna Jameson, Carmen Luvana, and even Tara Patrick. Imagine all those sensual ideas right at your fingertips. AdamEve.com's 10 million customers swear by our product quality, fast and discreet shipping, and 100% satisfaction guarantee. Check out AdamEve.com today for this special offer. Get 50% off one item when you type TALK for the offer code upon checkout. Plus, with your order of $17 or more, we'll throw in a free gift. Get 50% off with offer code TALK at AdamEve.com.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronic, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife Frequency Technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions Frequency Instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms. Eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625 for BioSolutions.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features there we give away, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. If you like the show, want to help support Free Talk Live, then shop at our store. Go to store.freetalklive.com. You can grab yourself some great Free Talk Live branded merchandise like T-shirts, hats, hoodies, and a variety of colors and options. We also have some other products like the DVD Classic Archive Collector Sets, Free Marketeer logo apparel, and more. Plus, you can learn how to get a free copy of Barry Cooper's Never Get Busted DVD with your order all there at store.freetalklive.com. Again, store.freetalklive.com. We were talking about radio advertising versus TV advertising for the Ron Paul campaign. Mark, you were saying it was a mistake for them to buy as much radio as they did.
Mm-hmm.
I find that unfortunate that you as a radio salesperson are making that admonition, but Wayne had something he wanted to add into this conversation.
Yeah, I think that a segment of the population does not know about YouTube. They don't use YouTube. They may have heard it on TV. They don't know what it is. And the thing that sells people on Ron Paul quickly is to see him speak, to actually look in his eyes and see him in person. And TV can do that. TV can simulate the YouTube experience. And then the radio ads reinforce all the things that he's for, because I've listened to a lot of the Ron Paul ads, and they basically hammer a bunch of points away at the audience, and then at the very end it says, and this is Ron Paul, and I approve this message. Well, big deal. If you don't know Ron Paul and you hear those things, you think, ah, another politician. But when you see Ron Paul on television, and you can get him quicker, and you can be converted quicker. So I think that more TV should have been bought, but radio definitely has a role there too.
You know, and another thing that you've got to realize, Ian, is that everybody's product is different. Ron Paul's a product in this election, and everyone's product's different, and every ad venue works, and each of them works differently for every product.
Mm-hmm.
Radio is at its very core, the very best ad venue for branding. If you want to get people to decide that Michelin's are the best tire, the Coca-Cola is the drink they want to drink.
SACL CAI is the best collections company.
Right.
Right.
That AdamEve.com is the best place to get your marital aids. Whatever. radio's the best for that.
Radio, by the way, penetrates over 95% of the American population, by the way.
Meaning that 95% of the people have radio or listen to radio during the week.
Right. Cable television only, I think, only has about 70% at this point.
Yeah, I'd say that's about right. But of that 70%, how many cable channels are there? In some cases, 200.
Yeah.
So it's far more diluted than radio
is.
Also, in a lot of metros, you're talking about a few radio stations for each given demographic.
Right.
I like radio as an ad venue, obviously. I've been selling it for a long time. I just think that in this particular instance that that's where my money would have been.
I just wanted to give you a chance to defend radio, and
being
I'm glad you finally have.
a radio ad salesperson, I believe I can sell better simply because I tell people what I think as far as an advertising expert goes. Many people don't know these things. If you've got a pizza joint, maybe the best place for you to advertise is in the cheerleader's calendar at the local high school or something. You never know. Each ad venue works. It depends on the price. Radio's price is per person far lower than most major media that people have options of out there. So it works for branding, where you say the message over and over again. It works for direct response, where you say buy now and get this special offer,
or we're hiring.
Right. And Ron Paul comes across very well on camera. You can he comes across as an honest, sincere man. And when you see him compared to the other politicians available on camera, it's not hard to see how he stands out. But it's easier to see that on camera than it is on the radio.
Very good. That takes the discussion a little bit further, which is what I wanted to hear.
I didn't realize I was going to be defending radio.
Well, yeah, absolutely. It's important that people understand how powerful this medium can be, and it's different.
If they're
from
listening
television.
Right now, they do realize how powerful it is, because it's motivating them in some way or another. Whether it's motivating them to vote for Ron Paul, or whether it's motivating them to stick in the car a little bit longer to listen, or whatever.
Radio is more personal than television.
It goes on in one's head.
Yeah.
When you're dealing with the CNN broadcasters out there, people don't talk to TV nearly as much as they talk to the radio and Rush Limbaugh's on.
1-800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. I guess it's good, Mark, that you were claiming that in the instance of Ron Paul, or in the instance of political campaign, and that what Ron Paul's trying to do, the TV was a better choice in that case. I guess shows that you're kind of an honest sales guy, huh?
Honest-ish.
We continue with your phone calls. Talk to Mike in Illinois. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, great. What's on your mind?
Okay, I was called in for one thing, and then I was listening to the conversation, and I decided to change what I was going to talk about.
All right, sure.
I have to agree with Mark to a point about the TV ads having more of an effect, simply because you think about it. When people get off work, they go home. What do? Most Americans.
They sit down, crack open a beer, or light up a joint and watch some TV.
Right. So that's where you're going to hit the most people.
That's true. Though I must say, if you're going to do TV ads, you better put some serious money into the production budget.
That was my next point. Yeah, that's where I partially agree with him. I mean, I just don't know if he would have had the money to do like a Ross Perot thing, it's going to take somebody with Ross Perot's kind of money. We need a candidate like Ron Paul with the money, his own money to spend on those kind of ads, because it's just, I'm not counting him out completely yet. I mean, I know he's not going to get the Republican nomination, but he can always run independent.
Sure, sure he can.
And that could possibly get him some more media attention just by default,
Well, the libertarians have been waiting for Jesus for a long time. And, Jesus is going to have $1 billion, and he's going to be a principled libertarian.
Right.
His point about the quality is absolutely dead on. I mean, Mark, you were saying earlier we had the guy, the director, Tom Mercer of Uncivil Liberties on the show, and afterwards off the air you were telling me, well, you tried watching the movie and it was just so it was so low budget you couldn't watch it.
I have a low tolerance for that stuff.
And it is a low budget movie with not the greatest acting at all. And the reason I had Tom on the show wasn't as much to promote his movie as to promote the idea that you can promote liberty in fiction and talk about new media and how it's affecting distribution. And he definitely deserves credit for going out there, putting his money on the line, and doing something which technically proficient. The directing was good. The acting left something to be desired, and the budget obviously left something to be desired. So if you're going to be doing a political campaign, you've got to make sure you put if you're going to be doing television advertising, those ads have to be slick. They have to be well produced, because otherwise you're going to look like a joke.
Oh, I think that's true with radio too. You should have a good...
Yeah, but you don't have to spend a whole lot to get a good radio ad.
You can spend a little and get a good radio ad. You have to spend a lot to get a good television ad.
Hey, Mike, any other thoughts?
Just one other thought. What do you guys think about, okay, because I was on the, they have an actual Ron Paul forum.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And where people get in and talk about, you know,
so
they'll put up a post about, well, if it's not going to be Ron Paul, let's all vow to vote for McCain, you know,
yeah.
Power out of it. And what I tried explaining there was it's not going to make a dime's worth of difference. Whether it's Obama, Hillary, Mitt Romney, or McCain, it's not going to matter.
Absolutely.
You know, we're still going to be in Iraq. We're still going to be all over the world spending gazillions of dollars on other countries' defense and, you know, supposedly turning them into democracies, which is never going to happen. So it doesn't really matter. So the way I see it, if you're going to vote for one of them, vote for the worst one.
Why is that?
Because I haven't really thought this out completely yet, but it seems to me we're going down a road that's almost, it seems impossible to reverse. So
you're saying accelerate that process so we can hit rock bottom sooner rather than later.
Right, hit rock bottom.
It's
maybe
an interesting viewpoint.
Worst there is McCain.
Yeah, well,
I don't know. I'm with you, Mike. I say they're all equally bad. Thanks for the call tonight, dude.
Yep.
We appreciate it. 800-259-9231. In fact, I was embarrassed during another conversation that went on during a break on the show. Is Mark, you were actually advocating voting for Hillary Clinton.
You were embarrassed?
Yeah, I was embarrassed to sit in the
apparently
same room.
Apparently, I met
you.
A good Ian Acolyte.
No, you're somebody who has, I have heard on these airwaves, argue against the wasted vote syndrome, and you're now being infected by it. You said, if I understood you correctly, is if Ron Paul was not in the race or was running as a libertarian, that you would actually consider voting for Hillary Clinton over John McCain.
I said, between Hillary and John McCain, I would vote for Hillary. Simply because
I thought you said you'd vote for Hillary even if Ron Paul was running as a libertarian.
No. If Ron Paul wasn't in the race, period, then, you know, I'd have to look at what the options were. Was the next thing that I said after you started.
You've got the libertarian
screaming and your eyes were bugging.
Whoever the libertarian is, you've got the libertarian Ron Paul, or excuse me, you've got the libertarian McCain and Clinton. You would consider voting for Clinton?
What's my libertarian look like? I don't know who this fictitious libertarian
Someone
candidate is.
Someone who has sworn the oath to the Libertarian Party and will not initiate force.
You know, after the, 700,000 vote showing for Bednarik in 2004, I mean, I got to wonder about that, you know, to some extent about wasted votes.
So you're infected. That's what I thought. More on the way. Hour 3 is coming up. Sad, Mark. You should know better. Shame on you. Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. As you know, GCN is a huge supporter of Ron Paul and all he stands for. That's why, for a limited time, I have personally set aside commercial inventory allowing advertisers the chance to show their personal support for Ron Paul while promoting their products. If you would like to voice your support for Ron Paul's march to the White House and have thought about advertising on GCN, give us a call at 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327 or go to GCNlive.com today and click on the Support Ron Paul link on our homepage.